You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney. My first guest today is Lauren Varelli, Recreation and Public Services Manager for the City and Borough of Juno. Welcome, Lauren.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Good. It started raining.
Yeah, what happened to that glowing sky orb that you guys have been putting out the last couple weeks? I miss it.
I know. We lucked out. It was like we hadn't seen sun in so long. And all the flowers are loving it, too. Well, we're loving it. Now they're getting the rain.
Yeah, well, April showers, as they say, and soon we'll have May flowers to brighten up the days when we don't have the sun. And that's one of the things you wanted to talk about today, the Adopt a Flower program. Would you like to tell us how that works?
Yeah, so every year we have our Adopt a Flower program where folks in the community, families or individuals, organizations, businesses can donate to our Adopt a Flower program. And new this year, which is really the first five that donate more than $500 gets to take home a beautiful hanging basket made by our landscape maintenance crew. So we're really excited about that. Already three have been claimed, which is super exciting. And so the Adopt a Flower program helps us plant all the flowers folks see around town in the hanging baskets, the barrels, and the flower beds from like downtown all the way out to the ferry terminal and like the airport. Not sure if you've seen them around town.
Oh, I have.
It's pretty awesome. So really excited about this. I'm super stoked about the $500 to be able to gift these hanging baskets to folks. And we will be, so people that donate before May 31st will be listed on our appreciation sign that's going to be hung in the Marine Park. So we'll, flowers will be going, being installed and planted around mid to late May this year. And then anyone that donates after May 31st, they'll be listed on the sign next summer.
Oh, excellent. Well, where did these flowers come from, Lauren?
They are a greenhouse in the valley by the Diamond Park Aquatic Center. The landscape crew, they plant more than 16,000 little seedlings and grow them in there. And then they take them out. Probably around this time, they hard them off is what they call it, or something around that terminology, and get them ready to be planted outside around town for everyone to enjoy. And there's going to be over 30 locations around the community that they get planted. So in about a few weeks, people will start seeing them popping up around downtown.
About how long does it take your CBJ crew to get all those planters filled with flowers?
It takes a couple weeks. So once they start in like mid-May, by the end of May, they usually are pretty much planted, and then they're just maintaining them throughout the summer. So you'll see them like watering, deadheading the flowers and stuff like that around the community throughout the whole summer. So yeah, and they're a cheerful bunch. So say hi to them whenever you see them.
I will do that. Well, I really look forward to seeing them when I'm out and about. And speaking of being out and about, I've been seeing some brightly colored messages in sidewalk chalk on some of my usual walking paths in our parks here in the city. And they say that Walk Southeast is about to begin. So would you like to tell us more about that?
Yeah, Walk Southeast. This is our second year offering this activity or challenge. We're really excited about it because the whole point of the challenge is to see how far you can walk without leaving Juno. So if you walk 104 miles, you walk the equivalent of going to Skagway, and up to 297 miles, that's the equivalent to getting to Ketchikan. So it's really exciting to just, you know, encourage folks to get out and track their mileage, see how far they get on the trails. And just, it's something just to encourage people to get out the outdoors and get some physical activity. And new this year is we've extended the challenge to Wrangell and Petersburg. So we're going to have like a little friendly competition between the three communities to see who can walk more miles this summer. But understanding that we have vastly different population size, the bragging rights will go to the community that has the highest average miles walked per participants. So we got to make sure Juno gets out there and walks as far as they can. And if folks walk a minimum of 150 miles, then they could get entered into a drawing for the Southeast drawing, which would be Alaska Airlines is actually sponsoring it, which is exciting. And they're super stoked to be partnering with us because they agreed to match every mile walked by all the participants in the three communities up to 25,000 miles. So it's super
Wow.
exciting. And we're just really excited to, encourage people to get out there and just have this, we'll have a friendly competition with the other communities. We'll have the Southeast drawing, plus we'll also have our local drawing here in Juneau for the Juneau participants.
It sounds pretty cool. I feel bad for the other two communities. I don't know if they have as many miles of trails as we do here, or if they're also like accessible, well maintained. But I'm glad they're up for the challenge. I encourage them to go head to head with Juno here, because we got
I know,
some.
it's really exciting.
Yeah,
And I
go
think
ahead.
some of the cool prizes we have in the local drawing is that like Nugget Alaska Outfitters, they donated some amazing gear, and also Trail Mix also donated some cool swag. So, and then the grand prize for Juno participants will be a night at the Malaga Cabin, which everyone
Whoa.
get into. So it's exciting.
Yeah, that is exciting. Okay, well, if we want to sign up for Walk Southeast or for Adopt a Flower, we go to the same place. I was wondering if you could walk us through the sign-up process for each of these programs.
Yeah, so folks just need to go to juno.org/parks-recreation or just Google Juno Parks and Recreation. And it's the first few buttons on our homepage. So Walk Southeast, there's some details there. And then there's a green button that says register online, and that will take you to our online portal. So just sign in. You can sign in via Gmail or your Facebook account, or just create your own account and then go to the tab under special events. And that is where you'll find where you can donate to Adopt a Flower or to register for Walk Southeast, which is totally free. And I would like to add that Walk Southeast registration does close on May 14th, so there's a couple weeks left. And then it will be closed for the summer, so everyone will receive their own tracker on May 1st, which is when the walking will begin, and it goes through September 1st. And the drawing at the very end will be on September 10th.
And how does mile tracking work for Walk Southeast? Do you kind of keep track on your own? Is it the honor system?
It is the honor system. We provide a tracker that you will need to print off, or we can mail you one if you would like it. And you can just either, we have little checks boxes, and it lets you know what, so you can keep track of what community you get to. You can also write out like the, oh, I did Perseverance Trail. I walked 5 miles. You can track it on there. So there's a couple different options to use the tracker. We also have pit stops this year to encourage people to like check in, send us some selfies, and show us where they're at on the tracker and how far they've gotten so far.
That's such a great idea. I have to say, CB&J Parks and Rec has been up to some pretty cute stuff this last year. I've seen all kinds of fun signs out on the trails for different activities and just things to get folks engaged. And
Yeah, it's
I
been a
like
lot of fun
these.
to create them.
Yeah. I love the interactive aspects of it. So, well, thank you so much for sharing all that information about Walk Southeast and Adopt a Flower program, both from CBJ Parks and Rec. Is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners today before we say goodbye?
No, we're just really excited to be offering all these fun activities that families and friends can do out, do on our trails and get out into the parks, enjoy the outdoors.
Cool. Well, thanks for your time today, Lauren. I really appreciated talking with you and hearing about these programs. They sound like fun.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Looking forward to seeing the flowers.
Yeah.
Take care.
Bye.
When I wake up, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who wakes up next to you.
Up next, Big Brothers and Big Sisters, how this organization matches kids who need help with adults who have lots to give.